Good morning, everyone. It's day six. Day six? How do we get to day six? Wednesday, I think. I'm slightly losing track of which day is which. I'm perched on the side of my bed. Gio is on the floor, sort of in his bed, except his bed is sort of moved because he was doing that wonderful thing that dogs do of kicking up their bed and attempting to move it. And why do they always try to move their bed whilst they're standing on it? Even the most intelligent dogs seem to think that they have sort of powers of levitation when it comes to moving beds with dogs attached to them. He seems okay this morning. He was a little unsettled in the middle of the night. There were some really strange noises from the room upstairs. It sounded at one point as though somebody was in a degree of distress. And there was also a sort of sound of pouring water, as if you were running a sort of endless bath, but really, really sort of hard. So it took a little while to settle again, but once he did, all was fine. But this, as is the way with my recordings, this is sort of my yesterday update, so day five update. And I will try and keep it fairly short because they seem to be getting longer and longer and longer. But basically, yesterday followed the same sort of format as previous days. Two walks, one in the morning, one in the evening. Lunch in between, thankfully, and a little sort of evening chat talk thing on a relevant subject. Morning walk was really good, actually. We walked down towards Tavistock Square, Russell Square, and down to... No, I'm talking rubbish. That was the day before. See, I really am getting it mixed up now. No, rubbish. We walked west along Euston Road. So some of it we've done already as far as Tottenham Court Road. But then we carried on past Warren Street Station and Great... I always get mixed up whether it's Portland... It's Great Portland Street Station, isn't it? Yeah, Great Portland Street Station. And Regent's Park Station, and finished up at Baker Street Station and got the tube back. So first tube journey with Gio. That was really good. It was an interesting walk. There were some areas where Gio had to use his initiative, some really sort of non-standard bits of pavement and things. I've uploaded a bit of a recording of that, so you get the idea. There's some quite tricky hazards and tight spaces and things. And he did brilliantly, really. Couldn't fault him for it. His work, barring that one walk a couple of days ago, his work has been absolutely exemplary. That certainly gives me a lot of confidence for the future. Then the afternoon, we did a somewhat smaller walk, although it was a bit of a sort of bitty one. It was partly my idea. Nobody to blame for it being a bit bitty. Well, apart from myself, of course. What we did was to walk along Euston Road and then use the subways to cross over to the sort of piazza thing outside the front of King's Cross Station. In the front doors, which are meant to be the outdoors, but I prefer that route anyway, across the concourse, out the other side onto, now I can't remember what they call the square there, it's just to the sort of northwest of King's Cross Station. It does have a name, but it skipped my mind. Found somewhere to spend there anyway. Crossed over to St Pancras, through the sort of northern ticket hall bit of St Pancras station, sort of past the domestic and Thames Link parts, and then back down Midland Road, I think it is, down to Euston, round the British Library, and then finishing up as usual back along Euston Road. So another interesting... good walk. That one was more about just sort of identifying places that I would go and find sometimes. Gio's been worked around all of this area anyway, He knew where he was going. He thought he knew where he was going until a big fence got in the way at one point. But that was all really good. And that was a slightly twilighty walk as well. So, you know, all those bits together were useful experience. And then the evening, we talked about public transport, something I'm pretty up to speed on. But it's always useful, obviously, to have a sort of refresher and to just talk around some of the issues and how best to approach certain situations. And that was all very good. And I made it back into my room and in bed for 9:30, I think it was. That was pretty good, really. And today we have traffic. Traffic is basically... people think, don't they, that guide dogs tell you when to cross the road. I'm sorry to inform anybody who thinks this that isn't the case. The guide dog owner is in charge. The guide dog should stop you if you are stepping out in front of a vehicle, but it's a little hit and miss. It's particularly hit and miss in London, where the dog has to get used to crossing between traffic or on zebra crossings with traffic near it. But they do this traffic session, really, so that we are used to the feel of what it's like to have the dog not go at those points, and to try and reinforce its sort of conscious disobedience type behaviour. So we're going off to Somerstown, which is a little patch of land bordered, I think, by Euston to the west, British Library to the south, King's Cross to the east, and goodness knows what to the north, probably Camden eventually. And I think we're getting... Becca is driving us there, possibly. First time putting the dog in the car and stuff, so that should all be quite interesting, I think, today. I don't know what we're doing this afternoon. And then tomorrow we're going to have a night walk, as well as the other ones, and a meal out somewhere, hopefully. That's about it, really. So I shall pause this and go to breakfast in order to make sure that I'm out on time today. That has been a little tricky at times. I am going to breakfast, ready to go. So all I need to do then is go downstairs once I've had it. So hopefully all will be fine. As usual, any questions, any comments, do let me know through any mode that you wish to use. I am RJNet on Audioboo and Bearing Away on Twitter. Thanks for listening.